Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallott spent about 40 minutes talking to KHNS on Wednesday about local budget concerns. The state is facing a nearly $4 billion deficit, and major cuts to state-funded programs and agencies are on the way. Mallott is from Yakutat and says some cuts proposed by the House and Senate to essential services in Southeast are, quote, unfair. He also says that despite the word being thrown around at every turn, Alaska is not in the swells of a budget crisis. It's a budget situation. Whatever you call it, Alaskans are in for some big changes to services and programs once a fiscal year 17 budget is passed.
And it would be remarkable, and I'm speaking personally here, it would be very remarkable if a state with a budget gap right now, roughly $4 billion of a $5 billion budget, and we were able to resolve it in a single legislative session within the year that it became a fiscal reality, we would be looked at by the rest of the world, and those who invest, we would look very, very good. And if we don't, we will look very, very bad.
As far as coming up with an agreeable solution, Mallott says he's optimistic the legislature will come up with a resolution during the last 20 or so days of the regular session. Last year, the legislature approved the budget in mid-June, barely avoiding a government shutdown.
They have been working, certainly, from day one and working hard at hearings and focusing first on reducing the cost of government, which has been taken care of, at least to the degree that both the House and the Senate have their budgets finalized and are ready to go to a conference committee.
Senate leaders recently introduced bills that proposed increased contributions to public employees' retirement system and teachers' retirement system, or PERS and TERS. Mallott says the administration is firmly conveying to lawmakers that this suggestion would create an unfair burden.
What we would like to see is, and the governor has said very clearly in all of his communications with the legislature, is that we all need to be part of engaging in reducing the cost of state government, but it should be fair and equal across every segment of society, the economy, and across every region of the state.
As for cuts to the ferry system, Mallott calls the Alaska Marine Highway a core part of Alaska's overall transportation system. A recent study prepared by Juneau-based McDowell Group found that the ferry system generates a return of more than $2 to the state for every $1 invested.
It isn't another program area to be cut. We don't look at the road between Anchorage and Seward and say, oh, we have a budget crisis, we're going to stop paying for the maintenance of one lane of that highway in order to reduce the cost of state government. We shouldn't view the marine highway system in that light at all. Unfortunately, some have.
The back and forth of cutting and restoring funding has been challenging and exhausting for all, Mallott says. He recalls one weekend in February where he and Governor Bill Walker reviewed proposed cuts. He says they restored some money for early childhood education, a district attorney's office in Dillingham, and public broadcasting.
But there were also a lot of cuts, and they were very hard coming. And from my perspective, as Lieutenant Governor, we can continue to reduce the cost of government, and we need to resolve and put this fiscal matter behind us so that we can focus on growing Alaska and meeting the needs of Alaskans once again as a major priority.
Mallott capped off the talk by urging residents in Haines, Klukwan, and Skagway to speak out on issues important to them.
In the next 3 weeks of the remaining legislative session, very critical decisions that will affect Alaska's future for generations are going to be made.
Go to khns.org for full audio of the discussion with Lieutenant Governor Mallott. Reporting in Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.